met her. Now I understand why her grandson is my favorite guard. He is the fruit of her goodness. Our pilot says we should see the southern tip of Italy in a day, depending on the winds, a report that pleases me because this rolling ocean is wearing me out. Now I have to turn my thoughts to the task ahead. There is business to do with the Romans, and I must not appear to be merely a spoiled princess. I must honor my father, yet be ready to speak wisely if his mind fails him. This morning, at breakfast with him, my heart told me, "Yes, Cleopatra, a princess you must be." Father and I were eating melons on deck, in the shade of a blue silk canopy, for the days are getting warmer. I tried to talk to him about Julius Caesar, but on and on he spoke about his favorite subject, himself. Memories of his 23 years as king are as fresh as if they happened last night. To my shame, Father described his most pleasurable days, festivals, and banquets. Thinking I could draw him into history, I asked what he thought of Egypt's great pyramids and the Sphinx, for he sailed up the Nile some years ago. I asked if he would like to visit the great long wall of Chin, or the Acropolis in our ancestral country. His response?